You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
I was somewhat perturbed by General Peter Pace's recent remarks about gays in the military. You've probably heard it by now. In an interview with the Chicago Tribune, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff did not hide his personal beliefs. Without mincing words, the most senior commander in the United States began to preach, and I quote, "Homosexual acts between individuals is immoral." The nerve of him. What gives him the right to call homosexual acts immoral? Who made him the nation's moral watchdog? But did he stop there? Oh, no. This high-profile general even had the gall to call adultery immoral. Hello, General. Aren't you being hypocritical here? Are you really concerned about immoral activity? Do you really have a penchant for righteousness? Tell me something. If you're really concerned about morality, aren't there other exposed targets for you to shoot down? Mr. General, tell me this. Is it moral for the United States to engage in unjust wars that are based on lies? Is it moral for our military to turn impressionable teenagers into cold-blooded murderers, boys who are prohibited by law from buying alcohol or owning a gun in some states? Tell me something. Is it moral for the government's propaganda machine to work so effectively that Iraq is now in civil war? A war, I may add, that was instigated by George Bush's belief that Saddam Hussein's reign was all about Sunni dominating Shia? Is it moral for our nation to destroy an economy to the point that hundreds and thousands of Iraqis are now unemployed and malnourished? Is it moral for this administration to siphon billions of dollars of taxpayers' money and place them in the accounts of the executives in Cheney's Halliburton? It seems to me that a person who is truly concerned about immoral activity must have some moral compass on which to base his or her idea of right behavior. What is General Pace's moral compass? And from where does it garner its moral authority? Whatever it is, he obviously feels so strongly about it that he has refused to apologize for statements that gay rights activists deem offensive. As the fury intensifies, the powerful gay lobby has even attracted the support of morally desensitized Democrats and Republicans. And even Defense Secretary Robert Gates has expressed his displeasure over his colleague's statement. So should the general apologize? I don't think so. None of this is what he truly believes. However, I do think that he, among others, should take this opportunity to assess why they believe what they believe. According to the general, his sense of morality was impressed on him by those responsible for his upbringing. But what was their moral source? And did General Pace take the time to critique that source for himself? I'm going out on a limb here, but I suspect that the major moral source that shaped those who shaped the general is the book that we know as the Bible. And indeed, anyone who reads the Bible knows that it classifies homosexual activity and adultery among the vices that constitute immoral behavior. However, those concerned of morality should also remember that immoral activity, as defined by Scripture, also includes premarital sex, drunkenness, murder, deceit, vulgar speech, pornography, oppression, abuse, and a host of other activities that are commonplace in the military. Indeed, it is my desire to be consistent with biblical morality that has led me to criticize General Pace's remarks. I am in full agreement with his comments about homosexual activity and adultery. They are immoral, they are sinful, they are wrong. However, if the general really wants to be true to the source of his moral awareness, he is obligated to decry many other immoral activities that have bullied their way into the arena of tolerated behavior. As you do your best to stay true to your moral source, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.
I trust you are blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live, a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, you may do so at www.lifeheritagepodomatic.com, or you may call the network at 206-350-5476. That's 206-350-LHRN. I'm asking that you consider becoming a sponsor of this podcast and would appreciate your donations. Secure donations may be made online at www.lifeheritage.podomatic.com, or they may be sent to Life Heritage Radio Network, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. All who donate $25 or over will receive a copy of today's featured sermon, In God We Trust, and a copy of Dr. Burton's celebrated book, The Compassion of the Christ. God bless you all, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.